Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
I'm mad. I am mad enough. And yet still very self-conscious, but I'm going to write a book. And I'm going to talk. I wanted to believe. And I tried my damnedest.
I know, darling. I know it.
To believe in the rainbow that I tried to get over, and I couldn't. So what?
The Don and Mike Show. Listen to them, and you will turn to butter. The Don and Mike Show.
Wow. Jesus Christ, what a mistake this was.
You don't like this song?
I liked it until they started playing it on 5 o'clock whistles.
Oh, you're right.
And
now,
football
see?
Games. And... Hold on a second. That was not the song we wanted. Hold
okay.
on. Let me just try this one again.
The Don and Mike Show.
Much better.
Thank you, bud.
I just want to play.
Uh-huh. All day.
I want to bang
okay,
on the drum all day.
Time. Here we go.
The Don and Mike Show.
There we go.
Fulfilling nature's order. The Don and Mike Show.
Now, this is a little more the Todd Rundgren we all like. Todd Rundgren. Although he's probably made more money off of that goddamn bang your yeah. head on the drum song than he made on all of the other great pop music he's written over 35 years.
Anything you play in the stadium, you make money on.
And you can't play the Gary Glitter song anymore.
Because he's a child molester.
I know we've talked about that because he's a kid toucher.
Pedophile.
He's a kid toucher.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Colonel Sanders' white suit for sale.
Yes.
A portion of proceeds at eBay auction to be donated to the Colonel's Foundation, whatever the hell that is.
Take one.
Quiet, please. Quiet, please.
Greatest tape, one of the greatest we have.
Again.
Right here.
I found a way to cook.
Take two.
I found a way to cook extra great. Come on over and
the
try
Colonel.
It's entirely different. And yet it's just as tender and tasty. No, and it's just as finger-licking good. Right? Well, you see, I found a way to cook chicken deep down.
You know what comes and through on this tape?
That real crispy crust that some wow. folks like.
How nice he was.
Yeah. What a sweet man he was, really.
Really was.
His sweetness comes
it's just
through.
As tender and juicy, and I'll get it now. I found a way to cook chicken deep down and get that crispy, real crispy chicken crust. Yeah, yet it's entirely different.
Okay, let's call the guy about the suit.
Yeah. Nice man. The Colonel.
He's just waiting for the call, right?
Yeah, he's waiting in his office.
Any call, I'm guessing. No one bought the last suit.
And really, they almost destroyed the whole thing when Randy Quaid was hired as the
oh,
Colonel.
Oh, my God. What
we're
a travesty.
The number dialed is not in service.
Sure. Oh, my
hey,
God.
Maybe we'd give it a try?
Yeah.
Because I'm not sure about that phone system.
Didn't Randy Quaid's tenure as Colonel Sanders last about 8 minutes?
Uh-huh. Have you noticed, speaking of KFC, the brand new, it's not brand new, but they're now offering products Elvis style.
Where yes.
You get a bowl
yeah,
that
that's
has
right.
mashed potatoes and peas and chicken. Mm.
Fried chicken strips.
All mashed up together.
And the fat man in me that still exists and is very much alive loves that dish. That you can eat Don. Chicken, you can eat with a spoon.
Hello, is this Don?
Yes, this is Don May.
Hello, Don. This is Don and Mike from the Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don May.
Yes, hi, Don.
May we speak Mike? With you?
You may.
you have Colonel Sanders' suit.
Yes, I do.
How did you come to get it?
What do it smell like?
You can answer those questions in order.
Yeah, in 1985, I bought a house near Toronto.
I can tell you that you're from Toronto.
Yes.
Or near Toronto because you didn't say house, you said hose.
That's right, very and good. I don't say it's on the roof, it's on the roof.
The roof, right. Yes, very good.
And no, I bought a house near Toronto that was owned by Colonel Sanders.
Take off to the great white north.
That's and, you like Geddy Lee?
Yes, yeah.
Thank you.
Well, and you sound very exciting. I'm glad we booked you on the show. I'm glad our big ape pussy producer booked you for the show.
Yep.
Can you tell me? can you tell me? $80,000 sounds like an awful lot for a suit, does it include a vest?
I got the tie. The tie comes with it.
I understand that you're going to be giving part of your proceeds to charity. Can you elaborate on that, just how much of the money you're going to be receiving for the suit you give to charity?
It's a depending bad idea.
On, depending on the amount that I receive, I'll gauge, you know, the donation.
I'll tell you how we do it here on our show.
Okay.
What we do is say a portion of all proceeds go to, let's say, the Angelina Jolie Fund.
And when you'll find that when you're doing something like this, a portion can actually be less than 0.1%.
Oh, no.
We learned it in Jenny Craig. It's called portion control.
It's portion control.
No, I'm talking something more than 10%.
Well, that's good for you, but on our show,
mistake.
We have always realized that on our show that a portion should be a small portion.
And speaking of portions,
you don't want to overfeed the charity.
Right.
Well, I feel he was always generous. The Colonel gave a lot of money.
In what way was he generous?
How was he generous?
The Colonel gave a lot of money to education and
was he a man of Jewish faith? I heard he was.
I wasn't aware of that.
You know who told me that? His brother Dion. When we were speaking, I don't know, weeks ago, I saw him at Temple.
I think you might be confusing
I said, Dion, and he said, what's up, my brother?
You might be confusing him with the Marine that we interviewed, that Colonel Epstein. I think you might be Sanders is not a Jewish name.
The suit came from an idea he got in West Palm Beach. That's a fairly Jewish area.
Oh, West Palm, yes.
So maybe that was
Boca.
Some of the tie-in.
I'm telling you. I've been many times.
It's a wonderful, great. I go in the winter.
And they
That's
tell
where
me,
he found the suit. That's where he found the suit and the idea in 1960.
Was the suit owned by a Jewish man?
I don't know.
You know, so often the stereotype is that we own everything.
Oh, okay.
I find that very offensive.
We run Hollywood, you know.
Yes, that's what they say.
But he was very generous. He gave to a local hospital up here, the KFC kids is a huge benefit.
Do Jews like KFC?
Good question.
Do Jews like KFC? I tell you, I'm a Jew. I like KFC.
I do, too. I'm not fond of the Popeyes.
I'm lost.
It's far too spicy.
I like churches.
You've lost me.
Remember Church's Fried Chicken?
Church's Fried Chicken.
And what about Roy's?
But that's only when you're going to see your warehouses. Isn't that true?
That's right.
When you visit the churches. I'm quite partial to a small chain that exists here in the Mid-Atlantic called English's. Have you ever had English's Fried Chicken?
Out of the shore.
It's very, very good.
Yeah, we have a bit of that up here.
Yes.
When I was speaking
Do you like the ice hockey?
Ice hockey is Canada. That's
do you like it personally?
Absolutely.
Very nice.
Now, I really think that we've got to get this straight. When I was speaking to, if not his son, it's his nephew,
yes,
Deion Sanders, he told me that the entire thing, that the suit, he wanted it. Now, have you heard of him? He's apparently an athlete of some
repute.
Notes, yes.
Yes. Deion Sanders, have you heard of him?
I've not heard of him. They tell me he's rather famous.
So I think he's been in broadcasting, maybe. Have you ever heard of him?
No, I haven't.
All right, well, he apparently, I don't know if he's a son or a cousin, he said to me, now I know, he said my pops, so it must be his father.
Didn't he also steer you in the direction of his uncle, Larry?
He did.
Larry Sanders.
Larry Sanders was great, but
I know those guys, and they're not relatives.
Okay,
oh,
Larry.
Not. Oh.
Larry Sanders?
Yeah, he's not a relative of
Colonel. I think he's a player. He's some kind of a player.
His first name was Harlan. Was
yeah.
that Harlan? And if it was Harlan, what is that? Where does that originate from? Is that a Christian name?
He was
Harlan Sanders.
Are there any?
Yeah, he took the name Colonel himself, and the governor gave him the name officially a bit later.
Are there any stains on the suit?
There's no stains on the suit.
What is the suit made of?
It's a kind of a white cotton. It has large cuffs. It's double breasted.
Quality garment?
It's a custom-made garlic. I've worn it at parties.
Does it smell? Oh. Does it smell of Colonel Sanders? Does it smell of chicken?
There was one jacket that was a lot older, and I just threw it out when I bought the house. I threw that one out. But this
does
one
it have the scent of 11 herbs and spices?
All right, now it's time to find out if you know how much we've been kidding you. One of the people that we mentioned is actually related to Harlan Sanders.
Right.
Is it Deion Sanders or is it Larry Sanders? Which one is the one that we really know?
I'd have to guess Deion.
Yes, you are right.
Winner. Excellent.
Larry Sanders is a sports guy.
Right.
Yes, that's right.
Exactly.
Deion Sanders, I believe, got his start working at his father's KFC in Atlanta, I think. And
are you sure that he worked there or did he just hang out there?
Mike, he may have gotten in trouble there.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times, you get kids on a hot summer night, but they're cruising, mm-hmm. and he said, hey, my pops owns this place.
But I understand in the great Sanders tradition, Deion, like his father, was also a fan of nice suits.
Oh, he is a clothes horse, which is why I'm asking you. Mm-hmm. I'm surprised that Deion Sanders has not tried to buy his father's suit.
No. You're pulling my leg again.
No. What are you looking for? How much are you looking for the suit? What will you let it go for?
Even half of what it sold last time.
$40,000?
Sure.
That's rather exorbitant.
$40,000 for a suit. Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of money. You think you're going to be successful?
I think so.
Really? Well, why don't you give it a pitch? Sell the suit. Sell me that suit.
You know, it's one of the most remarkable items and a trademark that he wore all day. Even when he raked the leaves outside in the property, he wore the suit. So.
I want to tell you a little trick that Mike and I, who work very closely with advertising, I did this with Colonel Sanders' son.
Does the $40,000 include alterations?
I might. Is that American or Canadian?
One of the things that I asked
was a stupid comment.
Deion Sanders, I'll ask you now. I think that Mike went by this. It's our test to see if someone has got enough on the ball to be a salesman.
You're going to sell the suit, are you correct, sir? You're selling the suit, Mr. May?
Yes, okay. I'm going to sell it.
All right, Don's going to take you through an exercise that we think will really work very, very well, and it will help you sell and work on your pitch when you do other interviews or when you're talking to people on the Internet. You know, doing whatever, you can do this.
Here's the item you have to sell Mike and I in 30 seconds. It's a common, everyday number 2 lead pencil. Ready? Sell us. Go.
Sell the pencil.
I've got a pencil here, and you need to use this pencil.
I could buy the pencil from the merchant down the street. I could get it from anyone. Why should I buy my pencil from you? I love this exercise.
I'm not a good salesman. Let me think.
No, you failed.
You're not a good salesman.
You failed miserably, and I don't know whether you're going to get your $40,000 for your suit. It's an empty bucket of chicken.
I would tell you that my best advice would be to call Deion Sanders and see if he would like to buy his father's suit.
Yeah. We understand he's a man of means.
Maybe for $20,000.
Mm-hmm. $15,000.
I think you're missing the boat here. Right? I think you're missing the boat. I think you're not realizing how important this is. And
no, we're not mocking this. We're just thinking that you're probably overshooting a little bit.
I think there's a lot of people, casinos in Vegas, who buy things and put it out for the public to see.
What if you were to throw in a lifetime supply of chicken?
Define lifetime.
There you are. You caught me, you trickster. I would say 2 buckets a year is lifetime. If you get it for life, you're fine.
Oh, please.
Have you
had the product?
Yes, we have it up here.
Two buckets would last you perhaps a week. Why do you think they call it finger-licking good?
You're right, and I should
they
add,
sell,
I
they
should
sell
add this.
Billion, they sell 2 billion chicken dinners a year across the world in 75 countries.
I should add that the casino is a fool's game. Don't throw your money away.
The house always wins.
The house always wins. In the end, they get it all.
All right, we've been talking to Don May. He apparently wants to have nothing to do with the fact that we have a relationship with Colonel Sanders. I believe it's his only living son.
Adopted.
Is he adopted?
Adopted son.
Is Dion adopted?
No, that's not true. His daughter's name is Mildred, and she lives in Corbin, Kentucky.
Mildred Sanders. Oh, Kentucky, and the home of Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Corbin, Kentucky.
Corbin, Kentucky.
And why do they call it KFC? What's wrong with fried?
Why do they shy away from fried? It's what it is. It's what makes the flavor the flavor. Why did they shy away?
It stayed the same. I mean, the recipe has stayed the same all these years. And
yes, they don't refer to Krispy Kreme donuts as CK donuts, do they?
No, they don't.
Or KK donuts. Yes, it's a K, isn't it?
It is.
I was sorry. You know, all right, punish me for spelling Krispy correctly. I'm terribly sorry.
Yeah. It's been a pleasure having you on the show. How can we possibly help you here, sir? Is there a website or something you'd like us to plug?
Well, you just go to eBay, and you type in Colonel, just C-O-L, Sanders, suit, and you'll get all the information on it.
If in a baseball game a man flies out to center field and the man in center field catches it, what do they call that?
The center... An out.
I love the way you inside. People say out. I enjoy that so much.
That's an infield. Out, we say out.
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 It's adorable.
Out and about.
That Peter Jennings, God rest his soul, said it the same way.
Yeah, he came from up here.
Really? You know, Dion is like a half mocha latte.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's delightful.
What I'm saying is I'm not sure if he's really adopted. I think that Colonel Sanders perhaps had relations with a Nubian princess, which is how Dion became his son.
Perhaps a little more research is required. We could do that.
Was Colonel Sanders any type of an athlete when he was back in high school or college?
No, he went to work very young. He started work when he was 14.
What was his time in the 40? His time in the 40-yard dash.
Oh, you're from Canada. That might be the 38
meters.
In meters. You have to ask us in meters.
That's right, meters. I tried to purchase the KFC recipe in 1968. They stonewalled me.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
They only gave me 8 spices and none of the herbs. I said.
Good luck with selling that suit.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you for
We enjoyed our time with you.
I tell you what, if we ever have Dion in the studio, may we call you back?
You may have Dion give me a call.
Wonderful. Or any of the other Sanders clan.
You pulled my leg very well.
We did.
So you say.
All right, whatever.
Thank you.
Okay.
Do you really? If we pulled your leg, how did we pull your leg?
By getting me to say that Dion Sanders was his son. Anyway, I'm a little nervous.
You did fine. You did just fine.
You did wonderful.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Ta-ta.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bob, are you going to keep up the... Oh, he hung up. Your tradition of asking him how it went.
I think I know how it went.
It perfect. Went very well.
Perfect.
I think it went just fine.
And, of course, he wasn't adopted.
Canadians are
He's
fine.
Half and half.
Yes, of course.
He's half and half.
How wonderfully experienced.
I just keep thinking of Dion wearing Dion's big, gigantic, like, fedora. What if he really was Colonel Sanders' son?
And he had that total Canadian speak. You're pulling my leg.
So, Rob.
Dion, it's Rob from the
Here we go.
Show. How do you think
Here
it
we
went?
Go.
No, you mustn't feel bad.
Oh, come on now.
No, you did great. I thought we had a good time. No, you were fine. You were fine.
Oh, God,
and
he's concerned.
Yes.
I just don't worry. You were great, and we hope we can call you after the suit sells.
Concerned is even better than angry.
Okay. And good luck. I hope someone bids soon.
Tell him Dion says hi.
Yes.
He's talking again.
And Dion says hi. And you know what? I think Gordon Lightfoot is magnificent.
Yes. Oh, and Brian Adams.
He lives just near there. And Brian Adams, too. Yes. Bless them both.
Gordon Lightfoot, Ann Murray.
Ann Murray, Peter Tamarkin.
Tell him to go for a swim in Lake Gitche-Gumee.
Tom Cochran. He did have a hit record 12 years ago.
Thanks for Trebek.
Okay.
Thanks for Trebek.
Bye now,
and is there any truth that you guys are planning to attack United States? I mean,
hey, no, you know what, Rob? Seriously,
yeah.
Tell them good job with the terrorist stuff up there. They did a great job. Up
Here's
Toronto.
To Canada.
Yeah.
Round of applause for Canada. It couldn't have been done that. You know, Rob's theory that they're massing on the border to attack us.
I did
us.
Want to say thank you for tackling that terrorist situation. Yes. Kudos. Canadian kudos. All right. All right, and we got our, we've got our eyes.
All right, get off the phone, Jesus Christ!
Yeah, right. Thank you. Bye, bye.
Yay.
Bye, bye.
Then. God damn!
He started to tell me how it's important we all work together.
No, you started to go into your true Canadian hating.
But he was talking to me too. He was.
Don't hate Canada. We're on in Toronto again now.
Hallelujah. I love that. It's supposed to be a beautiful city. I'd love to go there sometime.
Does that signal get into the United States?
Yes, it does.
Yeah,
there's
it does.
No wall.
That's yes, fine. It does.
That's fine, though. Well, then fine.
You know what you should do, John, when you put this up on the website today? You should actually Photoshop or just scan. Find a picture of Colonel Sanders and put a picture of Deion Sanders next to him.
With a question mark.
Yes.
There's a great picture you can...
Related? Steal. Just under... How about the under the two pictures? Related with a question mark.
You can steal a great picture from the eBay site. He has a really great faded color picture.
Very and good. If you just do a Google on Deion, or do like... Deion Pimp, you'll find Deion like wearing his robe with his big scepter.
Harlan and Deion. Related? I think that'll be wonderful.
All right, got to do this, and we'll be back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.